Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hi, thanks for joining us with Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends. And Mary is back.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to my place. We're off location today.
I'm making up because, you know, I did a little interview with someone in the States.
She did.
And she wasn't available, so I just did it. And how did I, you know, do that without you, Mary? So I drove to her place and we're doing it right from her home.
Brenda and new friends.
Exactly. And you know what? These things are casual.
Absolutely.
They're kind of off the beaten path. There's no strict thing. Like, for instance, today we're drinking water instead of coffee or tea, right?
Absolutely.
Just go with the flow. It's the information that matters.
That's right. And so today we've got a great topic for you. Last time we were together, we talked about beam therapy. And I watched it back and I thought, man, this is really confusing. Like, you know, you have to watch it a couple times. You have to live it. You have to kind of have a chance to ask questions.
Exactly.
And it's really hard on YouTube to ask your questions. So I'm trying to do that for you. So please, if you can help me, send me your questions. That would be great. But I started thinking, like, do people really need to know what they're coming to see you for? Because that was like the biggest problem for me. It's like, I've never done something like this before. And you had all these fancy words of all these fancy services that you offer. And I'm like, I don't know what I need. And I don't have the time to explore and research everything to death. I'm a nurse. I like to research. I like to know the science behind things. And so do people really need to know what they're coming for?
You know what? There's always that part of people that want to try to understand everything.
Yeah.
So I think back in the day, I was really catering. Hey, do you want this session for this, or this session for this, or this session for this, and whatnot?
Well, because we're both science people.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we think maybe everybody thinks like that. Yeah.
But what I've realized over the years, and it comes with wisdom and experience and working with people, and sometimes people book a session and I switch it completely anyway.
Oh.
So what I've decided, because, you know, we put our brains together and we've had people asking this question, is you don't have to know what you're coming for. So instead of booking a beam therapy, which is fabulous, a unity field healing, which is fabulous, my energy psychology method, which is fabulous, right, which is fabulous.
Yeah, lots of words, lots right?
Lots of words, right? Just book a session. I do have a session people can book calling Let's Decide Together. And a lot of people are now booking that because Let's Decide Together. Because as you start to, you book your session, you start to prepare for your session, not mentally prepare, kind of mentally prepared, but really your higher self starts to take over of what's coming up for healing. So when someone comes to my home or where we connect on Zoom, there's something very direct presenting. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I will use my intuition, I'll use my experience to say, okay, you know what, today, although you booked this, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And a lot of clients really trust me because we're dealing with someone who's been with me for a while. But what I'm finding now is more people are just coming into energy work.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's because I've been doing this a while. They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So they'll just say, even though I don't know you, Brenda, let's do it. Let's do whatever you think.
And I appreciate that because there's been times I've come to you and I'm like, you know, I trust you. Tell me what I need today. Like what's going to be the biggest bang for my buck is what I want. So you've done that. You've, you know, tapped into your intuition. And then you were able to say, you know, this is what I feel like you need today. And so we go with that. And that's been a really kind of neat way for me to learn a little bit about myself too, so that maybe one day I'll be able to recognize what it is I need.
Yeah, and there are some people that are coming just for a regular session, and I have to take them into something completely different because there is something so, I don't know, so there presenting. And, you know, I love doing everything with calmness and peace. And although I'm seeing something there that could be, I would say, a little unsettling to someone, they never even know. We just kind of switch gears. I do the work. And they just feel so much lighter. And a lot of people will actually say after a session, like, everything just looks more colorful.
Yeah.
But how did they feel during the session? Peace, calm. You know, because that's how I work.
And that's so kind of you, to be honest, because when you say those, you know, that something else huge is presenting, like, it makes me want to ask a million more questions, which we're going to have to get to one day, some of those scarier stories. But it's so kind of you not to draw that to their attention in the moment, because that can be really scary.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you're dealing with this, we all have duality, like mm-hmm. I've always said, the shadow side and the light side. Mm-hmm. And when we are removing some of that shadow side, the last thing we want is any worry or fear in the room. Mm-hmm. I've gone beyond that. I don't have fear when these things present. I stay in that connection. I know because I know. Before I work with a client, mm-hmm. we are going to be successful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would tell the client I can't take them. You know, and it's like, that's never happened, but I would be very honest. Mm-hmm. There are some times where clients come in wanting to do this, and I know I can't do that for them because they're not ready. It's under many layers. And I will actually say, I'm sorry, I'm not your practitioner. I cannot go to that level because you have other things to release first. And they may get a little upset with me, and that's fine. But I work in a way where it needs to be done systematically and safely, and your higher self is in charge. And I'm not going to bypass what's best for you, no matter what someone wants or something. We're doing this, we're co-creating a very safe, responsible, healing, but very effective healing.
That really makes me think of, like, you know, when I go to the doctor and present with something, I don't really know what I'm going to get when I go there, and I don't go in there and tell the doctor what I need. And same thing with a dentist and a mechanic, you know, you kind of go and you present your thing and they tell you what you need. So I guess that's what I'm getting today from you, is that that's probably the best way to work with you as well.
Yeah,
and actually, that'll save me a ton of time doing my own research and trying to figure myself out. Yeah. So I kind of really like that.
Yeah. And you know what? After we do a session, if you're curious, you know, like, what did I do? If we jumped into beam therapy, you can always go on my website afterwards and say, hey, we did a beam therapy. This is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I do mix a lot of stuff together
mm-hmm.
When I'm working. So I may not always have the title of what I did. It was
yeah.
just something that came up when we had to do.
Yeah.
And then it comes to another question sometimes. Well, how many sessions do I need?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a whole nother YouTube video, because I think that's a really important question too. So I think for today, the message is you don't need to know what you need coming for energy healing with Brenda. And I think that if you're like me, you get a good gut feeling about some people. And honestly, this one is an angel. So I hope you got that message today.
That's probably because I drove out here for her.
So. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
made my life easy today in more ways than one.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Mary, for hosting me here. And we will see you soon. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.